You're listening to Innovation Fuel, a business podcast by University Canada West.
Bringing you fantastic stories from accomplished entrepreneurs and key industry professionals. Let's explore the entrepreneurial world through local businesses and our university community.
Galari, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
We haven't chatted in a while. I feel like we've been sort of apart for a while.
We cannot be apart for a while. I think that we talked to each other yesterday, something like that. Yeah, from yesterday. Okay, yes.
Did we? Oh, yeah. Last hour? Galari, what do you think about data and data and marketing? What do you think about growth hacking and marketing? Tell me a little bit what you think about some of these ideas.
You know what I think that it is? These days, you cannot do business without data. We cannot make any decisions without data, because data, machine learning, predictive data analytics, AI, they are all helping you to have a better decisions and simulate what the future looks like.
But it's predictive, but it also is an element that we can understand human behavior through the right pieces of data. If the right alignment, we can actually, as you say, we can anticipate the journey of the customer, which leads to this new world of what we call growth hacking. And growth hacking element is more about customer acquisition and how do you get the customer involved in your business. And more nowadays with this element is we're leading down the path of what the customer is the king, and is the king of the element of where does that customer go to market and tell more about word of mouth and the elements of word of mouth, and how are they spreading that message in order for these organizations to gain more customer acquisition.
I mean, you can see the power of data in marketing, and I mean data-driven marketing. That's how you can, as you said, the customer behavior, you can have it. If you have relevant data, clean data, so of course you can do a lot of things with that one to predict how your customers or consumers are going to behave in a certain way when they are dealing with your product. So, but I think that we have a very good and expert, Grim Sass, to help us to know more about that one. Grim Sass is CMO and product growth consultant of Lift Metrics.
So Grim, can you a little bit talk about why data is important for marketing? When we talk about marketing, we can talk about advertisement, promotion, communication. Why data is important for marketing?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a couple different data points to look at. So data can be a lot of different things. So data can be basically like the metric of success for how your marketing messaging is hitting your target audience. Data can also be how your marketing messaging is translating to financial rewards as well. So if you think about, you know, when you drive a car, there's a dashboard, right? And I think they're called dashboard for a reason. They call that in data as well. So you really want to think about, you know, the different elements of your campaign that you want to measure and what's important for you. So data is very important in that regard, because it gives you an unprecedented ability in this day and age to actually measure the nuances of your messaging for each audience. You know, back in the day when you just throw a radio ad out there, you'd get ratings and things like that. But these days we have a lot more dials on the dashboard, we'll say. So what data really allows us to do is test in real time, and it allows us to actually change and craft our messaging to adapt to the market that we're communicating to. So kind of like the dashboard on your car, if you have 100 different dials, you can best believe that you're only paying attention to only a couple of those, right? And if you see the modern marketer's dashboard, you'll see, you know, likely 100 plus dials to measure, right?
You say like marketers have 100 and whatever dials, and how many different social media sites, what numbers and what acquisitions should we be looking at? You know, how do we manage all that?
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, in a lot of different organizations, you know, there's like an analyst team, like there is somebody that looks at all those dashboards. But, you know, one of the pitfalls of having all these dashboards and all this data is really, you know, who's paying attention to all these dials. And especially if it's an executive making executive decisions, they're trying to, you know, execute on a certain action. Having all of those dials can be overwhelming, and it can also lead you into the wrong decision as well. So I really do feel that, you know, it's great to have all these data points, but there's really a process to best manage this and not fall into the pitfalls of overanalysis and also actioning, you know, trends that may not be statistically sound as well.
Graham, and that element, like, and when you're going into an organization to look at these things, and, you know, I'm sure lots of organizations saying, oh yeah, I'm great at data. I got it. But I'm sure that maybe they're following the wrong pathways, and maybe there's other pathways that they should be following in order to understand and conceptualize it, because it is human at the end of this element. And how does the human know what data to look at and what data to react to?
That's exactly it. And it's the human element, right? You know, the customers, the actual data that we, you know, speak about, those are real people at that end, right? They're doing real actions. They're not just, you know, a number, so to speak. Those are real people interacting with your brand, with your messaging, with your offers, right? So there's definitely some good practices here. I always find a term that I like to use is something called the OMM, the one metric that matters, right? And if you think about focus, you really want each department to have a couple metrics, you know, their primary KPIs that matter. And all of your marketing activities should be focused on that metric. A little easier to distill down into the one metric when we're looking at a campaign level. So, you know, a common campaign type that us marketers will run is like a reach campaign. Do we want to reach as many people as possible, or do we want them to actually purchase a product? So it's really important to have a focus on, you know, one of those campaign goals, which often marketers do have good practices doing that on the campaign level, because the ad platforms will prompt you to pick one metric, but also to do that for your organizational goals as well, and to just have a focused goal in mind and to have your dashboards reflect that goal. And you should be able to look at a glance, am I on track? Am I not on track?
So sometimes we have too much data, right? And sometimes we have data that is not what we want. We cannot use them, then what we can do?
Yeah, absolutely. So the number one is having like too much information. You know, there can be that person on your team that has like the hundreds of, you know, LED screens around, that is kind of running around like one of those stockbrokers from the 80s, you know, that has all those screens up. It's good to, you know, see those leading metrics and like do some deeper digging. But I think, you know, I like to really focus and like have those like key metrics for each department head, and having like people own what those are. So just really having like organizational discipline there to have team clarity as well on like the certain metrics that matter in a department. So I find like this can also really help like team cohesion as well. If everybody's clear and rowing in the same direction and they know what those targets are, that's something to celebrate as a team as well. And it becomes a little easier to celebrate those wins when you know exactly the metrics that you're trying to improve, right? If you have 100 different dials and they're moving in each different direction, it's a little harder to build team cohesion around that as well. One of the major pitfalls that I do see when I come into an organization, and I think just to add a little bit more clarity about my vantage point when I come in, usually I'm hired as a fractional CMO. So people will either, they're having an issue with team delivery, or usually their data systems, their marketing performance is off, and they, you know, they call in air support, they call in fractional CMO to get in there and just ask the hard questions and make things change, right? So, you know, one of the things that I look at as well is that it does start with measurement, right? It starts with, okay, your data is only as good as how you measure it, right? And, you know, I find a lot of times there can be good data that is coming in, like, for example, and when I say good, I mean accurate. So there's people, you know, taking certain actions on different pages and things like that. And often I'll see that some of these stats over a year will also be merged with some data from like a landing page that wasn't set up properly and things like that. So it's a little bit, it gets tainted, right? And you have to be very careful with how you actually track your data. And it's kind of a sacred thing, really. You know, when you make your coffee in the morning, I'm sure, you know, you guys are very careful with exactly the kind of coffee that you like and exactly the ratios, right? If you drop something in there, it's all right, we're starting again. that's a wrap. The same thing for like measuring your data too. And I always find like, because it's so important, and if it gets missed, it can be very problematic to go back, right? To be honest, even if I have like a senior developer set up, you know, data tracking and analytics, I'll often get another senior developer to go in there just to check and make sure everything's all set. Because, you know, again, we're humans, right? And there's mistakes that can happen. And I find these are very costly mistakes when they do happen, is if there's, you know, tracking that is missed, if we're recording some data that should not be aggregated in our big picture.
One more thing that's come to my mind about data and marketing is that how the data can help us to refine our strategy or pivoting ourselves. If it's something that's reliable, we can get it.
Yeah, absolutely. So one really cool analogy that I like in this is if you think about somebody shopping at, say, a clothing store, right? And this is where data can really help us refine our offer and our messaging. you know, if a person walks into a brand new clothing store, right, they're looking around, you're not familiar with the landscape very much. If you're interested in something, say like a new jacket or something like that, often the first thing that you'll do is you'll walk up to that specific rack and you'll probably try on the jacket, right? So with data, we're able to actually measure how customers shop on your online stores as well, or your lead forms and things like that. We can look at the leading metrics that lead up to our desired action. This is really helpful. You know, if the problem is, and it's everyone's problem, let's be honest, I don't have enough sales, not enough people purchased on my website, right? So to tackle that problem, one thing I'll ask is, hey, okay, so not a lot of people are lined up at the checkout. How many people are trying on jackets? You know, you want to look at those leading metrics. And often that's where a lot of the insight will come from, is I'll basically reverse engineer the customer journey. And often the problem, I can give you an example on this actually, is often the problem is like during the customer journey, there's a drop-off point and the data can actually flag that and show me where to look deeper. That's when the 100 dashboards come in.
But I think also too, you know, I just wrote an article on this in a London publication on e-commerce and the change of e-commerce. And I think the old world of omnichannel too, and the data element for how do we serve these customers? I get your example, Graham. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to try the jacket on, but we're conservative purchasers. We're not always ready to make that immediate purchase. How do we continue to follow that customer using data to make sure that we are in the right place when they are ready to make that purchase?
Yeah, that's right. So if you think about that example, like where we're actually measuring the entire customer journey, with the omni-channel approach, we're also measuring that customer journey on all the other channels as well. So it's, you know, we're testing the whole customer journey, like what the engagement points are. Engagement is a great, of course, leading metric. And we measure that against the other channels. So one thing I'll look at as well, hey, like are people off Google Ads a lot more? Are they trying on, you know, more jackets, so to speak, than the people off Facebook Ads? So that also will help, you know, refine what the strategies are and what the balance is for your omni-channel approach.
So Graham, how does this data shift? We've got these new measurements like coming to play, like GDPR around like, how's my data collected? How has it been used? Google, as of January, well, they're claiming they're not going to use cookies anymore. So like we have different things that are going to change the world of data, and how do we track that information, find that information in order to find where the engagement is, where those metrics are, and those challenges. How is that going to change for us in the future? How does that change for marketers? What do marketers need to start thinking about? Where do we need to go next?
Yeah, I think it's a very exciting and opportune time these days. With some of the challenges that have come up for marketers, it does create an opportunity for really solid fundamentals to get success using the classic marketing fundamentals, right? So this creates an opportunity, and sometimes I speak to new marketers about this as well, is that, you know, marketers are relying less and less on trickery, you know, and it's probably for the better. All the platforms are starting to close some of those loopholes that at the end of the day create a negative customer experience, right? So this really does create an amazing opportunity to really flesh out and build great offers. So regardless of what changes in the marketplace, if you have good fundamentals, you know your customer, you can create a great experience and offer them, you know, products that they like and enjoy, and speaking to them in their own language, it's hard for any technological upset to get in the way of that. That right there is just human experience buying products that's old as humans in general, really. So I know a lot of folks can be, you know, a little bit hesitant and a little bit scared about the changes that come, but I think this is kind of a new golden era for marketers to really refine those fundamentals. An element that data can really help drive this home as well, when you do use data to actually listen to your customers and refine those offers, so it hits them in the correct way that offers them value. Less on trickery, more on value. Let's just do that.
I have another question. How IoT can help the marketing people to refine the strategy to pivoting or improve the marketing perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. Data in IoT is very interesting. It definitely has positive connotations and negative connotations, right? We've all heard the many stories, especially over this Christmas time, a new product will come out and data will be leaked, right? So I think, you know, say for like your IoT devices and biometrics and things like that, I think a mid-market field now, like it's you know, not quite in its mature stage. So I think there's going to be a lot of changes where actual consumers and people that don't use data in their everyday as much as they think they do anyways, we all do. But I think we're going to hit an interesting era where a lot of folks will have access to their own dashboards, especially with biometrics and things like that. I actually worked on a pretty cool campaign for the Aura Ring. So it's like a smart ring that basically tells your bunch of different biometrics. So yeah, I was very involved with that. And yeah, that was a very interesting experience where kind of a cool way where us marketers were using a lot of data and it was enabling our customers to use and leverage their own biometrics data to make decisions. Yeah, I think with the more instruments that we have for measurement creates more opportunities for us to analyze and understand our data. And I know everyone is different in their approach with their different abilities, but I think this will become more and more used household wide across all the different age demographics for sure.
Definitely seeing that, you know, the Internet of Things, if we're talking about IoTs as the Internet of Things, just so everybody's aware of what IoTs are. Do you think there also, Graham, is a leverage point there for marketers to create IoTs just to get the data they need to make those sales and make those things happen?
Yeah, it's definitely a powerful information point, right? And when the goal is selling more product, sometimes I'm worried that it might not be used to enhance the customer experience, right? So I think, you know, as we start to measure more information about, you know, our customers, how they interact, all the biometric type stuff, I think it just comes with ethics as well, and that good practices are absolutely paramount. Yeah, that's one thing that I really try to hold in every campaign is just think about the ethical discussion points. Yeah, so I think as these tools evolve and as the access to these tools evolves as well, marketers will really have to understand the ethics involved as well and just really be, you know, cognizant of the impacts of their messaging and how they use customer data as well.
One more thing is I want to ask about that. It's how education system can prepare a student for a marketing and data analysis.
Yeah, absolutely. So like any good academic activity, it's really good to understand all the rules and then know how you can break them and use them for your own capacity, right? Yeah, I think when I was fresh out of post-secondary, I wanted to track everything. I wanted to make judgment calls. I wanted to get as narrow, targeted, and refined as possible. So just to speak to my own journey on this, I think it's really good for education to show all the different, you know, touch points that you can measure as a marketer and some of the different decisions that you can make with certain insights. I think it's really powerful to understand how impactful one leading metric can be for your entire campaign, for an entire organization. I've seen this in my own career when, you know, marketers of various experiences will find in a key insight, they'll dig a little bit deeper and find a big opportunity. I think, to be honest, students are well poised for this because us battle-scarred marketers that have been in the trenches for so long, sometimes we have a bit of cognitive bias in our own ways, right? So I do like working with students in that regard, and I've been rewarded for doing such as well. Just because, you know, when you come at a problem with a fresh perspective and you know how to use the tools, which education will allow them to do, you can then look at the leading metrics and doesn't really matter on your, you know, experience level. But if you find that leading metric that makes a big opportunity happen, yeah, you'll be well set for success for sure.
This kind of leads into, Graham, I think what we need to sort of address with students as they're coming through, they're moving down that pathway to marketing is that, you know, learning the tools, like you said, dashboards, like learning how to build a dashboard, learning how to use data visualization tools in order to help you guide you on that pathway to making and finding those gaps and finding those opportunities, I think is a very important. I think we need to be pushed further beyond that element to try and figure out how students can, you know, look at some of the future elements, looking at IoTs and looking at these things and how we can match and be prepared for the next evolution of marketing.
Yeah, absolutely. And also just like, let's keep in mind just focusing on those metrics that matter, right? And that's a challenge that I'd like to just, you know, pose to the students. If you're working on a campaign, what is the one metric that will make the difference in this campaign? You know, usually it's many and there's leading metrics and things like that. But once you have a North Star, it'll really help you evaluate and totally change the other campaign strategies to enhance that metric as well.
Love it, my friend. Great challenge. You guys heard it. Let's get that. Let's figure out those things for your leading metrics. Let's figure out what those are.
That is fantastic. Thank you, Graham. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you for listening to Innovation Fuel. We are on all podcast streaming platforms, Google, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Visit our website at www.ucanwest.ca/innovationfuel. Also, follow us on Instagram at innovation_fuel.